Earlier today, Defense Secretary Ash Carter announced that U.S. special forces have killed ISIS's number two leader in Syria.
We've taken out the leader who oversees all the funding for ISIL's operations, hurting their ability to pay fighters and hire recruits.
And Carter went on to say that he did not know whether this commander played a role in the bombings this week in Brussels.
Meanwhile, there have been major police operations in Brussels today, much of the attention focused on the Schaarbeek district. Local broadcasters there are saying one suspect has been, quote, neutralized in the police actions. Many others also arrested in law enforcement tangles in Belgium, Germany, and France. So for more on this developing story, let's turn now to NPR's Eleanor Beardsley. She's in Brussels. And Eleanor, first of all, a lot of this news from this morning includes these raids we've been hearing about. What's the latest there?
Yeah, right, Magda. Well, the latest is they started the raids last night and six people were taken. And then they started up again this afternoon. And I was actually in one of those neighborhoods, Schaarbeek, that where the raids were taking place. And it was kind of chaotic. I mean, it was blocked off completely and residents had been told to stay inside and to stay away from their windows. The events had already happened when I got there, but it was still in lockdown mode. And actually, one woman leaned out her window, and so we said, can we come up and talk to you? And she had filmed a bit of it, and she had shots. You know, from what we can tell, a man was shot in the leg, and his bag was exploded. I don't know exactly the circumstances around it, but he was taken in, and the prosecutor says three people are being held from today's raids and three people from yesterday's raids. So that's six people. And today's raids, said the Belgian federal prosecutor, were linked to investigations going on in Paris.
Okay.
For the Paris attacks.
Okay, so a lot going on then. Tell us a little bit more about what the Belgian prosecutor said today about the identity of the second suicide bomber who attacked the Brussels airport on Tuesday.
Exactly. He confirmed that that is Najim Lachraoui, who was the Paris bomb maker. They found his prints on the suicide belts in the Bataclan concert hall and at the stadium outside Paris. And he was the third suicide bomber. And he also, he was seen on video camera sending money to some of the top people right after the Paris attacks to the cousin of one of the killers. So he links the Brussels cell and the Paris attacks completely.
I see.
And he was the one who exploded himself at the airport here, yes.
So if I have this right, Eleanor, he's the second link between Brussels and Paris, right? Because, of course, there's Salah Abdeslam as well.
Exactly, Salah Abdeslam, and actually the other airport bomber had rented an apartment where the Paris attacks were planned in another city in Belgium. So there's several links now, yeah, with prints found and the same people, the same actors in both attacks. Yes.
Okay, and then the other Brussels airport bomber, the man in the lighter colored jacket, is still at large, still unidentified.
Absolutely, and of course there's speculation in the Belgian media today that he was taken today in Schaarbeek, but nobody knows that. Nothing's been confirmed, but he could be also, there's a Salah Abdeslam, when he ditched his suicide belt and decided not to go through with it, he called a friend who came and picked him up to go back to Belgium, and this is Mohamed Abrini, and everyone is looking for him. So there's speculation that could be the third man, but there's been no confirmation of that.
Okay. So a lot going on in Brussels itself, but as we mentioned in the introduction to our conversation, also raids in France and Germany. What do we know about what happened in France last night?
Well, in France, in Argenteuil, which is where the Impressionists painted, so it's not, we don't think of terrorism when we hear the name of this place, Argenteuil, but an apartment was raided and someone was arrested, and police say they've thwarted an attack that was being planned. They found a large number of explosives in this man's apartment. So that happened early this morning.
Okay, and I'm seeing, yes, that the French Interior Minister says that there may have been another plot in, quote, the advanced stages there.
Exactly, that's what the French are saying. Yeah. They foiled something in advanced stages, yes.
Okay, so you're in Brussels right now. Secretary of State John Kerry was also there today. What did we hear from him?
Well, you know, he came to back up Charles Michel and the Belgian government. And Belgians come under a lot of criticism because, you know, this summer Turkey expelled a man they said was a foreign fighter, and he was Belgian, and the Belgians didn't arrest him or anything. He was expelled back to Europe. And he happens to be Ibrahim El-Bukrawi, who blew himself up at the airport. So, Charles Michel said, you know, we're trying to do the best we can. We know we have to fight this for Europe. This is the key. And Kerry came. He said, we have, you know, he condemned the attacks. And he said, we are in this together. It's a long fight, but we are absolutely in solidarity with Europe. This is a global challenge, but we win. We will win. Our way of life and values are not going to, you know, we're not going to be ended by this group Daesh. So he supported Belgium, and they stood there together.
In the last couple seconds that we have, Eleanor, you've been all week in Brussels. Just generally, what does it feel like in the city today?
Well, it's a weird mix because people are out. People are still coming to this central square where they're, you know, mourning and also in solidarity. And then, but it's weird to see people lining up patiently to get frisked by soldiers to go into the metro. So you have these strange scenes, and then all of a sudden you'll hear of these raids going on. So it's still not stable, but people are out and people are in the city. They say they want to go back to living and back to their lives, but it's definitely not a normal feeling yet.
NPR's Eleanor Beardsley speaking to us from Brussels. Eleanor, thank you so very much.
It was great to be with you, Meghna.